So this is the racing show on Radio Yorkshire with myself, Bobby Beavers. We've had so many guests on the show tonight. And earlier on, we heard from Norman Gundill at Pontefract Races. And we're talking about a certain young George Challoner who joins me on the line right now. George, a very good evening and a very happy new year to yourself as well.
Evening, Bobby. Happy New Year to yourself. Did you have a good Christmas?
I certainly did, George. Did you?
I did, thank you. Yep.
Well, obviously, we'll talk about the big announcement, what we read this week in the Racing Post about your new venture in the world of horse racing. But I tell you what we'll start with first, if it's all right. If we go back to a year ago and you had a horrific fall at Newcastle up at Gosforth Park. Just explain to the listeners what happened on that day.
So it was the 1st of February last year. It was my first ride back from having a four-month spell on the sidelines with a broken shoulder. I was riding one of Richie Whittaker's horses, which I rode regularly with Dacre. It was a perfect first ride back. He was an absolute legend of a horse, 10-year-old. Wouldn't put a foot wrong. We're travelling well throughout the race, and we got to the two pole. Unfortunately, he broke his leg, and we went flying. And I hit the sand about 42 miles an hour, the doctor said, and I broke my T8 vertebrae in the back, and I broke my left foot.
And did you pass out at all?
Oh, I was out for the count, Bobby. All I can remember is falling and then waking up in hospital. I was the Royal Victoria Hospital in Newcastle. There was absolutely great, really good people there, and they really looked after me there.
And when you did wake up in hospital and the doctors were telling you what had happened, you know, how did you feel at the time? What emotions was you going through? Because as you just said there, you know, you'd previously, you know, broken your shoulder. You was on the sidelines for 4 months. It was your first day back at work. You know, what emotions? Can you remember what you were going through at the time?
All I thought was, not again. A fall on the flat is very rare, unlike jumping. Fall on the flat is between, I think it's a 1 in 700 ratio. You know, I was unlucky enough to have two falls and two rides, and it was like someone was trying to tell me something.
And when you started to make your road to recovery, did you do anything at Jack Berry House, if I'm right?
I'm probably the number one person for his indoors at Jack Berry House. I always joke with Jack Berry that he should name a wing after me. I've been in there since it opened, from 2015. I first went in when I had a fall riding out at Richard Whittaker in the Gallops, and I fell, and the horse fell on top of me. As it stood up, it stood on my ankle. I felt my ankle snap, but I didn't realise my foot was broken as well. I had that plated and pinned, so I've met with my right foot. And then I think I was off maybe 4 or 5 months, and did a lot of work at Jack Berry House. I was lucky enough, I was in there with two of my colleagues, Jason Hart and Connor Beasley, who was also in there. He was very close to me in the ring. Then come back riding, and at the end of last year, November time, I broke my shoulder in a fall at Wolverhampton. Wolverhampton was a bit different to Newcastle, as in the people at the hospital thought I was drunk in fancy dress, and because I was knocked out and I was talking a load of rubbish. I laugh about it now, but they left me in the spinal ward for an hour and a half to sober up, as they said. Like I say, Newcastle was different gravy when I had the fall at Newcastle, and they got me sorted straight away. There was 15 lads waiting for me there when I got from the race course. But Jack Berry House has been brilliant. Like, I'd have been lost without it. I've been climbing the walls, and if it wasn't just 2 minutes down the road, I'd have had to go to Oakley House down in London, which is a good trek, as you know.
Yeah, very much agree with you there. a bit of a sore subject, a bit of a sore question, I suppose, really, but at what stage did you know that you wasn't going to be a jockey again? When did you know in yourself? Was it, you know, after what had happened at Newcastle pretty much straight away? Was it months down the line? You know, was it somebody telling you that it never happened again? At what stage did you know, George?
So, when I was in Newcastle, my partner Shelley Burkett, who also writes, she come up from Malton to the hospital, and luckily, just as she got there, the doctor come to tell me the damage of what I'd done, and he said I'd broken my back and I'd broken my left foot. So now I've got two metal feet. But my doctor, my GP is a racecourse doctor, so I used to see him on the racecourse every day. That's Dan Crowley, and I went to see, well, he came around to see me one morning at home, and he had a specialist down south looking at my back scans, and he pretty much said if it was a half a centimetre either way, I'd been in the chair for the rest of my life. And I'll be honest with you, Bobby, it's not worth it. I've got friends in chairs now from Falls and the Flat and Freddie Cookie, and you can see how they are now, and you know, I've been very lucky, and at the end of the day, it is a job, and it's a job I enjoyed, but you're only riding a horse around the field.
And on a more positive note, it was released this week in the Racing Post that you've got a brand new role to look forward to. You're joining the management team, as Norman Gundill said earlier on the show, at a Pontefract Racecourse. You're going to be training up to be a clerk of the course. You know, how excited are you, George, for your new venture?
I'm absolutely delighted, Bobby. It's at 2017 and the start of 2018. It's a different kettle of fish altogether. It's really brought my spirits up. You know, when I was riding, it was a really hard decision to decide not to, like, to stop riding, because it's all I've ever known. But to get the opportunity to work with a team at Pontefract, which was, as a jockey, one of my favourite courses to ride, and the people there, it's an absolute honour.
Well, it's fantastic that you're still going to be working in horse racing as well. When is your actual first day, George?
It's on the 29th of this month, so about 3 weeks, I think it is.
Absolutely, fantastic. And in regards to getting the job, am I right in saying that Jets for Jockeys helped you along the way?
Yeah, Jets is a Jockeys Educational Training Scheme, which is a organisation helps jockeys train for future careers and any training they really want to do, really. Like, we're lucky enough to have them, as in they financially as well, because they pay 80% of any training fees that for any course you want to do. I suppose you could be an astronaut, you could go train for an astronaut if you wanted to, but I don't know anyone who's done that. I'll give it a go myself. They've been great. Lisa Delaney, she really helped me with interview skills. We did a lot of media training with Phil Kinsella at Jackbury House. He was a previous national hunt jockey who had a bad fall. A friend of mine, you know, they've really helped me an awful lot. And as well, they helped me write a CV up, and because I've never had a CV. I've never had a job interview, so I went to job at Pontefract, interview at Pontefract, it was a big thing, and I was really nervous when I went. It was the help of Jets, so it stood me in good stead.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, George, very much looking forward to seeing you and working with you as well at Pontefract Racecourse. I wish you all the luck in the world, George, and I know you're going to be absolutely fantastic, because you've already said it's a brilliant team at Pontefract. Norman Gundill, Richard Hamill, etc. A fantastic team, and you're certainly going to add to it, my friend. I wish you all the luck in the world, George. I really do.
I appreciate that, Bobby. Thank you very much. Take care. We'll see you soon.